The war to destroy Israel is waged against Jews and Arabs alike by a relatively small handful of communists. However, it is not only the Holy Land that is in danger, for the PLO sees itself as part of a world revolution. If the PLO succeeds, the communists will unleash global terrorism on an unprecedented scale. The hijackings of airplanes, kidnappings of Americans in Iran and Lebanon, and bombing of the World Trade Center are mere hints of the firestorm to come. But at the same time, the communist revolution and the PLO depend almost entirely on U.S. aid, and thus can easily be stopped. The American public would never approve such aid to communists or terrorists, but most people have no idea that this is happening. The national news media simply buries the story. And therein lies the solution to stop the terrorists. We must educate our fellow Americans about the betrayal of Israel, and we must join together to withdraw the United States from the United Nations, not just from the UNRWA or some other agency, but from the entire UN. The PLO and its Marxist allies have permeated that organization, guaranteeing that the war against Israel will always receive UN support until the United States leaves altogether. This is easier to accomplish than it sounds. The U.S. House of Representatives, the lower house of Congress, is composed of 435 representatives, each elected from a district of about 500,000 citizens. The Constitution grants the House the sole power to initiate funding bills for all federal programs. This means that the House, by a simple majority vote, can override the Senate and even the President by cutting off the funding to any program it chooses, effectively abolishing that program. By voting to stop financing the United Nations and to withhold foreign aid from countries backing the PLO, the House could destroy the PLO and assure Israel's security. We need only 218 votes in the House, a majority by one, to achieve this goal. The success of this campaign depends on you as an informed citizen. You can pursue two activities that will help win the victory. First, you must educate your fellow Americans. Tell your family, friends, and associates about this presentation, and encourage them to purchase copies of this tape or the transcript. Raise the issues publicly wherever you can, in letters to the editor, at meetings of civic associations, and at your synagogue or church. Most of your neighbors would want to know this information as much as you do, but they probably have never heard of it before. Second, encourage your newly informed friends to join you in political action. Your congressman's address and phone number can be found in the government pages at the beginning of your phone book. Write letters to your representative. Visit his district office. Show up at town hall meetings by political candidates. Always ask the tough questions about the PLO, the peace conference, and the United Nations, and demand straight answers on how your representative stands on the issues. Your country is at stake, and you have the right to defend it. Because this is an election year, politicians will pay extra attention to what you say, but this educational work will continue after the election, with letters and other contacts to remind your congressman that he represents you. If you and your friends get involved while there is still time, the U.S. could withdraw from the United Nations within as little as 1 or 2 years. This would spell the end of the PLO and severely disrupt the World Communist Revolution. With your decisive involvement, we don't have to be the next target.